Chapter 2. One Day Old. Before dinner, Sanook sits with Ku near the hut and strokes her trunk.
"You're my elephant,"
he says.
"And I'm your friend. We must always be together. But now I must go and eat. Good night, Ku."
Sanook puts his arms round Ku's neck. Then he goes into the hut to have dinner with his parents. Sanook sits down with his family and starts to eat.
"Thank you for my elephant, Father,"
he says.
"I love her very much. How did you find her? Tell me about Ku."
"At that time, Ku was one day old,"
said Chuan.
"You were one day old too, Sanook, and I wanted to find a special elephant for you. I walked to a village near the river to get a baby elephant for you, but I didn't find one,"
said Chuan.
"Finally, I arrived at the last hut in the village. An old man appeared at the entrance of the hut. 'Hello, I'm trying to find a baby elephant for my son. Have you got one?'
'Yes, I've got a baby elephant. She's one day old.'
'Ah, that's perfect. My son is one day old too. Can I see the elephant?'
'Yes, come with me.'
The old man showed me a mother elephant and her baby. The baby's name was Ku. Ku was very small, and she was next to her mother. She wanted to be warm. I looked at Ku, and she looked at me. 'She's lovely. She's got beautiful eyes. I must buy this elephant for my son, Sanook.'
'You can buy Ku for your son, but you can't take her home now,'
declared the old man.
'She's too young. Ku must live with her mother for 3 years. After that, she must go to a training center. Elephants learn many things at the training center. They learn to work and pull logs.'
I offered the old man some money for Ku and walked home. Then, today, after 12 years, I travelled to the training centre to get Ku. Now she's here with us in her new home."